Over the past few months, the Pentagon has been holding administrative review boards for the detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The military plans to give all prisoners these annual hearings to see if they still pose a threat. The Pentagon has just started allowing the press to attend. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Guantanamo Bay and sat in on two sessions.
The newly created administrative review boards are held in a double-wide trailer in the maximum security section of the main prison camp at Guantanamo Bay. The military expects to hold reviews for some 500 prisoners who have been found to be enemy combatants in earlier proceedings. The reviews are part of a process which the military believes will satisfy the Supreme Court ruling that the prisoners are given a chance to challenge their detention. Navy Captain Eric Canute is the officer in charge of the review boards.
They're like a parole board in that they are administrative in nature. They are designed to determine whether we can release a person, as in if they are no longer pose a threat to the United States, or whether they should be transferred to a nation or to a third nation, at which point that nation will determine whether to detain them or release them.
One of yesterday's reviews involved a 30-year-old Sudanese man who was captured in Afghanistan and has been held at Guantanamo for more than 3 years. The bearded detainee was handcuffed and thick chains ran through bolts in the floor and wound around his ankles. He sat before a panel of three senior military officers who were hearing his case. Another officer read out a list of reasons why the Sudanese man should continue to be held. It said that he fought alongside the Taliban, that he received weapons training, knew Al-Qaeda leaders, and that the prisoner said he would attack Americans to defend his country, his family, and his religion. The Sudanese detainee issued a written statement read by an officer helping him with his case. The statement disputed many of the charges and gave context to others. Afterwards, the panel asked him questions. Some of the answers were confusing, but the panel did not probe further. It was clear that the prisoner and the officers had difficulty understanding each other, including problems with nuances in translations from Arabic to English and vice versa. One officer tried to determine if the prisoner had any regrets, if he would have done anything different knowing what would happen to him. The prisoner was unable to grasp this concept. The panel member tried asking in several different ways with the help of other officers before simply giving up. Finally, they asked the Sudanese man point blank if he intended to harm the U.S. if he was released. His answer was clear and firm. He said never. He just wanted to get married and live in his house. This detainee initially declined to attend the hearing, but the military officer helping him convinced him that it would be a good idea. However, many other prisoners don't agree. Captain Canute said that more than half of the 64 detainees who have had their cases heard so far declined to appear before the review board.
There are some that they're cynical about, well, why would you believe me now that when you didn't believe me before? And there's also guys that they won't even look at him in the eye.
Some of the detainees now have civilian lawyers, who military officials say may be telling their clients not to attend the hearings. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.